Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
On Mondays, we look at how the news has been reverberating online through the lens of social media. Annie Colbert is viral content editor at the news and social media website Mashable. She joins us from NPR New York. And Annie, you had your eye on something that happened on the football field yesterday when the Oakland Raiders took on the St. Louis Rams in St. Louis. What was it?
Yeah, so the Rams ended up defeating the Raiders 52-0. Big story, right? But not here. The story was that five Rams players before the game came out with a hands-up, don't-shoot gesture in a show of solidarity with the Ferguson protesters.
This is, they were coming out of the tunnel just as they took to the field, and they've got their hands up in the air.
Yes, and here's how the call went from the booth.
Tavon Austin and Kenny Britt acknowledged the events in Ferguson, and then they were joined by the rest of the receiving corps.
So you can hear boos and cheers from the assembled crowd there. Kenny Britt said that he and his teammates were not taking sides in the display. They just wanted to show that we are organized for a great cause and that something positive comes out from it. The St. Louis Police Officers Association begged to differ, though. They said this was way out of bounds.
Yeah, they called it tasteless, offensive, and inflammatory after it started spreading online. And they've asked the NFL to discipline the players, and they want them to make a public apology for the gesture.
Okay. There's something else that's reverberating. This has to do with the first family's daughters, Sasha and Malia Obama. Tell us what happened.
So Elizabeth Lawton, who's a congressional aide, said at the turkey pardoning, which in itself is sort of a silly event. It's not political. It's just some turkeys having their lives saved, right? And the Malia and Sasha Obama, being teenage girls they are, were standing there and in teenage girl clothing. But Elizabeth Lawton found their clothing a little bit inappropriate and told them in a Facebook post that they should dress like they deserve respect, not a spot at the bar.
Okay. Now, one of the reasons this is important, because Elizabeth Lawton has a high-profile position. She's communications director for Tennessee Republican Congressman Stephen Fincher.
Correct. And so it created this controversy around a very lighthearted event, the turkey pardoning, and that became the focus. And then this morning, she turned in her resignation.
So we should say one of the things she said was in a kind of letter to Sasha and Malia on Facebook, an open letter, she said, you should respect basically the role you play in the first family. I'm paraphrasing here. Then again, you might have come up a little short in the good role model department. This is not the first time that a young member of the first family has been chastised in public, maybe one of the first times so publicly on social media, but this has happened before, hasn't it?
Yeah, for sure. We saw with the Bush twins, a lot of people when they, you know, were going to the bars, maybe underage, that there was a big outcry of that, but it was still like, these are just kids, and so maybe we don't want to make them the focus of political conversations.
Okay, the focus of a lot of social media conversations over the weekend happened in Chicago, happened at Midway Airport, where a lot of people had a lot of time to go online.
Indeed. So Sunday after Thanksgiving is travel hell. There's nothing worse, you know, when you're traveling. And travelers at Midway learned this very difficult way with lines that measured 1.2 miles long. They extended all the way back to the subway station and wrapped around. And people were documenting it while they were in line, because what else are you going to do?
Exactly. That's right. And do you know what the reason was for the long lines, aside from the fact that it was the end of a holiday weekend?
So a Chicago Aviation Department official just said, this happens sometimes.
Understatement of the year.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for keeping your eye on all of what's happening in social media for us. Annie Colbert, viral content editor at Mashable. Nice to talk to you.
Thanks, Lisa.